Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Donald Trump says he will temporarily halt immigration to the U.S. In recent weeks, immigration advocates have said that the Trump administration was using the pandemic to further hardline immigration policies. We have a ban on new green cards and work visas said to be coming now, could happen in the next couple of days. We're also seeing now some states allowing shops to open, like South Carolina, and the governors of Georgia and Tennessee announced plans to ease restrictions. How are we going to keep the curve from rising?
Well, David, he's always wanted to stop immigration. The last thing this president wants are people who are black or brown or different or who tend to be Democrats to come in and to vote in this election. That's been clear from the very beginning. That's what this is all about. This is a president who has so disgraced himself that the United States, compared, for example, to South Korea, which we both started it the same way, they're down to basically a statistical handful. They've got people, all right, but nothing like what we have in the United States. It's a huge number. And it will continue to rise because this president, again, has decided that what he wants to do is to open things up again. Why? Because he can't win with the economy in shambles, and he knows it. So if you don't get the economy started with the great risk of extending the pandemic and killing more people, you can't win the election. And so he goes into this thing in Georgia, Tennessee, beaches in some places, South Carolina are beginning to open. And we know what the result is. It's very simple science. Somebody talks to you, breathes on you, droplets come out of their face into your face, and in some cases, even with masks on, somebody is going to die as a result of that or is going to get very, very sick. And this is irresponsibility to the 11th power.
A certain numbing effect to all this when you see numbers, but on average, New York is getting about 400 human deaths every single day. The governor is calling for aggressive antibody testing. He's set to meet with President Trump today with some of his staff to talk about how to approach and coordinate this, and he's really been having to balance being critical of the federal response with praising the federal response.
Well, that's right, David. Look, this is a president who likes to think that anything that is given from the federal government doing its job to a state is a reflection of him and his power and whether he likes you or he doesn't like you. So Cuomo goes back and forth. On the one hand, he becomes a great national hero. He really lets him have it. Well, that's one of the reasons that Cuomo is so popular right now. On the other hand, if he does that, he risks stopping materials coming to New York. So either he suggests he goes to the White House or they call him down to the White House. Who knows? Point is, there's going to be a gunfight at OK Corral, not with guns, but with words. And I can only imagine that the president will say, "You said this about me and we can't have that." I am sure that there's going to be a face-to-face about this. This president is hearing all of the notice that Cuomo's getting. I'm getting tons of letters that Cuomo should be the presidential nominee. It ain't going to happen, not unless something's wrong with Joe Biden. But whatever it is, this president is always looking around the corner, wondering how he's going to fare in the election, and that's the key to the whole thing.
How does this virus get stopped, Alan, if we get these continued mixed messages? The WHO warned yesterday that the worst of the virus is still ahead. Dr. Fauci tells protesters no recovery of virus is not under control. The president says liberate.
I don't know if Dr. Fauci has the Presidential Medal of Freedom, but he sure should. We had somebody on the panel who was mentioning that she sat next to him once and that he didn't listen, he only talked. This is a guy I want to listen to. And when you're around him and he has this kind of scientific background and everything else, let him just do his thing. Now, the disgraceful governor of Georgia, to the great consternation of his mayors around his state, said, "We're opening things up." Even the president had said there has to be a period of time in which there are no new cases. There's nothing like that in Georgia. It's going the other way. But that's the playbook by the Republican president. And boy, people like that governor are going to buy it. It's disgusting.
And of course, there's the economic impact, which is just horrific. Not only its impact on the poorest among us, but the fact that the federal government doesn't seem to be able to get enough money out to keep things stable. Banks are now warning that the new small business funding could evaporate in 2 days, just like the last one.
I'm sure it will, David. Look, this is not easy. On the one hand, you have the virus, and we know the science of the virus, and we know a great deal about what it will do. We still don't know a thing about what's really going on with that virus. We don't know, for example, that if we find somebody's had the virus or has been exposed to it, they will be all right after that. We don't know that. There's an assumption, there's a hypothesis, but we don't know it yet. And there are all kinds of Harvard experiments and everything else going on to find out what we need to know about it. So, David, we are faced with an economic virus of its own. This country is really shut down. People can't work. Often the people who can work are the people at the bottom of the economic scale, putting them at greater risk. But you can't kill people. South Korea went a different way, and they have been rewarded by it. This country refused to do it until way too late, and a good deal of that is the responsibility and the problem of the President of the United States.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And here we will be covering it all, won't we, Alan?
We will, David. Look, I'm not going to lie about this. We are taking a tremendous hit. But it's really heartening to see the kind of mail that we're getting, people who say, here's my $1,200. I've gotten it from the federal government. I don't need it. You need it much more than we do. And we do need it. I'm not going to lie to you. This is very scary from my perspective. I want to do what's right as a leader. And I want to tell you, folks, we really need your help right now. Go to WAMC.org if you can and put something in. And now more than ever, because you know what? We're all in this together.